This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump says that American forces are locked and loaded to respond to the fiery attacks on one of Saudi Arabia's largest oil fields and the world's biggest crude oil stabilization facility. Meanwhile, analysts are still assessing the damage and cost from the attacks. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, satellite images show the damage at a key Saudi oil production facility.
The images examined by the Associated Press come from the European Commission's Sentinel-2 satellite. They appear to show black char marks in the heart of Saudi Aramco's oil processing facility in Bukake. Neither Saudi Arabia nor its state-run oil company have said how much damage was done to the facility, but fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says it almost certainly translates to rising crude oil prices.
Markets will have multiple reactions again and again as news comes out and as interpretations are given. Official pronouncements are one thing, but the oil market will be paying extreme close attention.
Lundberg says domestic production should help dampen price effects here in the U.S. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Storm Humberto is moving away from the storm-battered region and of the Caribbean and Bahamas, according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center, but it has strengthened into a hurricane in the Atlantic and is forecast to strengthen even further during the next 48 hours. The system has maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. The Afghan Taliban Sunday revoked their ban on the International Committee of the Red Cross and restored its guarantee for the security of the ICRC staff doing humanitarian work there. An ICRC spokesman said that the same day that the organization's operations had resumed across the country. September 15th statement did not mention the WHO. This is VOA News.